Okay, guys, got Eli Manning.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's going on, Eli?
How are you?
Good. How tough is this turnaround for you guys, short week and having to fly west for a Thursday game?
It'll be a short week, but I think we knew coming in, after the bye week, we're gonna have Atlanta, then have a short week. We knew the circumstances. Denver's having to deal with the same thing besides the flight. But we came in yesterday, did a walkthrough, and it seems for the most part, guys came out of the game pretty healthy from the other day. So that's always a good sign that we can get back to work. We'll practice practice today will be kind of our only real practice, and kind of have another walk through or jog through tomorrow. So just try to take advantage of the practice today, get a lot of things done, and a lot of it's just going to come from meetings and talking about with the players, and get a lot more mental reps this week than the actual physical reps from practice.
You're both 6-4. And had four-game losing streaks. Any advice for the Broncos on how to get out of a four-game losing streak?
Not much advice in that sense. That's just football, and sometimes it's just good teams can go through those types of things, and we finally broke our streak, and hopefully are on the verge of starting a new winning streak.
You've been living with this all your life, but it's still not easy to play as well as your big brother, is it?
No, he's playing well. He's playing at a high level, and they're winning, and I root for Peyton every week and support him, and we support each other, and try to watch his games when I can, and root for the Colts, and so we try to help each other out whenever we can, but he's playing, he's having a great year, and it's been fun to watch him.
Has it been easier for you since you won the Super Bowl, as far as living up to all the expectations you've had your whole life?
Well, I'm not trying to compete with Peyton in that sense. I'm trying to do the best I can, and when you come into the NFL, you see your brother. He's already been playing for 6 years in the NFL. You see the success he's having, and you just kind of assume that's what you want to do. It's gonna come naturally, and so it was first couple of years. You have some bad games. You just gotta, it was helpful having Peyton there to say, hey, my fourth year, we went 6-10, and I threw four interceptions on a Monday night in Jacksonville, and you kind of, I forget about those games. I see all those great games, but it's football's not easy. Guys go through tough games, and that's just part of dealing with it. And you learn, and you keep going. So I'm trying to do my best, get the Giants to win games, and nothing comes easy in this league, and every win you gotta celebrate and enjoy it, because each one is precious.
Eli, when you're on a losing streak, how is life different basically than when you're winning? What's the mood like? How do things change when you're in the middle of a losing streak?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important to try to, obviously you come in on those Mondays and Tuesdays or that Wednesday after a win, everybody's smiling a little bit easier, everybody's excited about the win and how everything's going. When you start losing, it's easy to kind of get down a little bit, and things aren't as enjoyable. People aren't laughing as easy, still you're still practicing the same, preparing the same, you have the same, you go through the same steps, it's not as fun when you're not winning, so it's good to get that win and kind of get that sense of that winning feeling back in the locker room amongst the players, kind of see the smiles after the game after a long stretch we haven't won a game. So it was good to get that win this past Sunday, and good for the morale and just the confidence of the whole team.
You played against obviously Brian Dawkins a lot. What kind of difference maker is he, for a defense?
Yeah, he's a tremendous player. Just There's a guy who's got a knack for the football, for making plays, or for changing kind of momentum of games, or he, you know, makes a big hit or causes a fumble or does something. So he's just a guy who, he's got a knack for finding the ball and finding you know, making plays out there. So he's got to know where he is. He's gonna be in the right spot. He's gonna be doing the right things. He's gonna get that, you know, get the get all the players coordinated, and so a tremendous player and a guy I have a lot of respect for.
Anything else?
Yep. All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Eli.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Copeland.